Daniel.
Good evening, Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
We're waiting for a few minutes and another one or two people.
Okay.
Good evening, Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov. Good evening.
We're going to wait another minute or so.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
As we normally do on Rosh Kodesh, we don't start with the Ana Bekoa, but we end with it. But we will start with the verse from Yitro, from the Zohar, Pasuk 29, that has the energy of certainty. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bitchilu Erchimud Chilud Chilu Erchimu Le'achta L'shem Yud He Bevav He Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Vika Amatar Anenam. Excuse me. Tikud Jabarifu Kol ma de aved leila witata kola ihu ishot viovada ikshot veleilach mila vi alma divaye parnash ledachya leya mineya uan haga veya kelana deha. O Vadati Shot in Nun the Pola, it's the rich the Alma. We have brought the energy of holiness into our space, and now we're going to learn about the month of Sivan. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom. Actually, you find it on the unique astrological times link that's available underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When you open up the unique astrological times, please scroll down until you find Rosh Kodesh Sivan, and that is the link that we will be studying tonight. And the handout opens up with a simple idea. The essence of the month of Sivan is connected to two words. The first word is balance. The additional word is quickness. And we will come to understand what that means. Balance, we think we all understand, but we really don't. And quickness, most people in the Western world associate quickness with a positive trait. But quickness has both a positive and a negative trait associated with it. And we need to understand that so that when we connect through the Anabakoach and the tools of Kabbalah, we will be able to minimize the negative impact upon ourselves. But also during the month, we need to be aware of how those negative impacts will impact us. The essence of the month is balance. And balance is achieved by making the concept of sharing more important than receiving. Sivan uses quickness to achieve balance, yet it is not always useful in creating balance. Sometimes balance needs to be created through contemplation. The Torah was given during the month of Sivan as a tool to create balance. The Torah was given quickly. Then the essence of the Torah was lost quickly, due to the sin of the golden calf. During Sivan, constantly search for balance in all things that one does. I'm getting a lot of static and feedback, so I'd appreciate if you mute your phones by pressing *6. Thank you. The months of the Hebrew year are connected to the name of Hashem, referred to in the Greek as a tetragrammaton. The Kabbalists teach that Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan are connected to the Yud. Therefore, all 3 months are dealing with the frame of mental energy. But there's another way of understanding mental energy. Another Kabbalist teaches that these 3 months are connected to the 3 patriarchs. Nisan is connected to Abraham, who is the chariot for Chesed, loving kindness. The redemption from Egypt is an act of the Chesed. Iyar is connected to Isaac through his being a chariot for Gevurah. And Gevurah is needed to perform the healing work of Iyar. Sivan is connected to Jacob and Tiferet. Tiferet represents beauty, but also balance. Jacob is a twin to Esau. The energy of Sivan is a perfect synthesis of Chesed and Gevurah. This is why the 3 books of the Torah, the 5 books of Moses called the Chumash, the prophets called the Nevi'im, and the writings called the Ketuvim, were given in the month of Sivan, the 3rd month, since 3 also connects to Tiferet, a balance of Chesed and Gevurah. We are leaving the contemplative, although difficult, energy of Iyar for the reception of the Torah and the quickness of Sivan. Or is that quirkiness? Sivan is usually thought of as quick, since the astrological sign connected to Sivan is Gemini, or Teumim, the twins. And Geminis are thought of as being quick. They are also thought of as relating to the adage, to have the knowledge of all things, yet to be a master of none. That's not balance. The description of quick from the teachings of the Kabbalah Center speaks directly to the essence of the month of Sivan. Quick is the word that comes up most often when thinking about Gemini. They're quick to judge, they're quick to react, and they're quick to change. Quick as in clever and lively, but also quick as in momentary, superficial, and passing. In this little word, all the strengths and weaknesses of the month and the sign of Tu'umim of the twins begins to emerge. We all will feel each of these unique descriptions in our lives during this month of Sivan. In fact, the tool that we will need to exercise in Sivan is binding by striking. This is because things will come to at us so quickly that we think we have no time to stop our reactions, and we find that we are constantly creating chaos because we do not stop our reactions. And this is the primary tool that we need to use during Sivan in order to balance the twins of Gemini, which are the astrological sign during the month of Sivan. Binding by striking is a lifetime learning process. It relates to the consciousness we have when we actually do any action. Our reactive consciousness is always selfish. By stopping that reaction and changing our motivation or our consciousness of why we are doing whatever action we are doing, we cause that action to become positive. The action can be the same as what our reaction was going to be, yet our consciousness is very different. And this is a short description of binding by striking, but it is always good and best to listen to the recordings for class 5 and 6 of our basic course to remind ourselves of what binding by striking is all about. Another tool to help us understand the energy of the month of Sivan is its gematria. The gematria of Sivan is 126. Other words that have the same gematria, or in Hebrew, is sus, horse. But also the 35th name of the 72 names of God, Kaf Vav Kuf, which if we were to put that into pronunciation, is the name Koch. And now you get an understanding of why cocaine has reared its head in this society, and why the famous soft drink that started with a little bit of cocaine in it back in the 1910 and 1920s, but when the formula was changed that shortly thereafter, it's still a very powerful company, a very powerful consumer. But is it good for you? Is it balanced? And the 63rd name of the 72 names, which is Ayin Nun Yud. Ayin Nun Vav. This name has the meaning of being humble, because it's the three letters spell the idea of being humble, the word humble. All also the meaning of this word is lowly, poor, meaning in lack, or afflicted. So you begin to see how the positive and the negative are all within this month of Sivan. Sometimes it is used to express the idea of being oppressed. A humble person is easily oppressed, especially in the physical realm, because the humble person, the spiritual person who is humble, does not really value the physicality as much as others who are more connected to that physicality. But it's always about balance. Always. The 35th name that I mentioned, Koch, has a meaning of sexual and creative energy. And we can understand from this idea of why the Torah was given but not received in Sivan. The children of Israel said they would do and then they would understand. Something can only be received after one does understand it. That is one reason why the action of Mount Sinai is described as the gift of the Torah and not the reception of the Torah. This at least is my opinion. The energy of the horse is best described in the phrases from the Torah, mounting or breaking a horse. And this is reminding us that Sivan must be controlled, like we control a horse, by first breaking it so that it will accept the mounting of any rider, not just a specific rider. The ancient astrology connections of the month of Sivan is in the Aramaic, Sivan means muddy. Mud is a mixture of opposites. The duality of earth and water creates mud. Sivan is the mixture of opposites. This is the idea of the astrological sign of Gemini. The twins as well. The tikkun has to do with unifying opposites. All of this comes from the name of Sivan. How do you unify opposites? How do you bring opposites together? This is the energy of the month of Sivan. These opposites can be unified in your life, or they can break you apart and cause you to be moving quickly from one thing to the other, to the other, to the other, never contemplating how they're really bringing you together with all of these different separated items. The choice is yours. Will you see the unity? Or will you see the separation? This is the opposites. Mud. People who live in the areas of winter snow, in the mountains of Colorado, for example, and probably in the Appalachians as well, they have a period that they call the mud season. It's not spring, it's mud, because the spring rains create the mud. It is messy, it is unclear, it is muddy. Yet at the same time, it is through this mess of a season that things germinate, that new growth begins. The growing season comes from the muddy season. All of the above are relating to the duality of twins, to the opposites. And this is the month of Sivan. Sivan is the month that represents the doorway to summer. Sivan is the balanced month, bursting forth into freedom, like Nisan, as well as the intellectual aspect of just being, which is the energy of ER. The attribute, according to the ancient astrology, is attraction, neshicha. The Hebrew concept of attraction has an essence of duality. In the Western world, attraction implies coming together. This Hebrew word mashicha deals with being pulled along. This aspect of being pulled implies duality. One is being pulled while the other is pulling. The Torah also has this aspect of duality, since the Torah does not have only one interpretation. There are many understandings to the Torah. Some of these are polar opposites as well. And this is why the Torah is given in Sivan, the month of mud, which makes it difficult to see clearly. The energy of Sivan is what makes it difficult to know just one path of the Torah. Sivan lets us realize the many facets of Torah as multiple truths, not just one truth. This is something that is very difficult for many, many people in the Western world. Because in the Western world, starting with your early schooling, you are taught there is only one answer. There's only one leader. There's only one president. There's only one representative in a district politically. There's only one senator. Oh, there's two senators. The duality. Where is the balance? How do you achieve balance? You have this duality expressed also in the ancient tribal connection being Shimon. Shimon represents harsh judgment. But the idea expressed by the letters of his name is motion, is movement. Motion is my name is the translation of Shimon. And this hints at reaction rather than proaction. When Levi and Shimon come together, the world can be destroyed. There's harsh judgment and lenient judgment, the two twins. We must think before we act. Yet Shimon does not do that. The Nasi of the tribe of Shimon was killed by Pinchas, who also did not think. Pinchas just did what was considered right. Usually human beings do what becomes wrong when they react. In the modern age, the tribe connected to Sivan is Zebulun. And Zebulun has a duality because of his relationship to Issachar. That relationship, which is related to the month of Iyar, between Zebulun and Issachar, there's physical wealth and then there's spiritual wealth. There's physical wisdom and there's spiritual wisdom. These two brothers intertwined these different aspects. They achieved a balance. The totem is the Urim Vituvim, a very powerful tool. Until the 20th century, we couldn't understand what this actually was. It was only those people called populists who had access to a spiritual guide and who needed to understand this tool. And because they understood this tool, they could use it properly. The Kohen was the only one who used it. He asked a question that related to all of the tribes. He asked a question for the children of Israel. And the lights on the stones would light up in a particular order, which only the high priest could decode. The translation of Urim is a sea of light, implying a pool of wisdom. The translation of Vituvim would be, and a sea of completion. One part represents wisdom or Chachma, and one part represented Malchut or manifestation. When the light of wisdom manifests in the physical world by unifying together you and every human being, we'll get the answers to all questions that are asked by humanity. The tribal herb Galbona. Galbona translates as applied understanding or applied whiteness, which relates to applied purity. The energy of the herb is to move us out of stuck places and moving towards taking positive action. The house is the Beit Achachim, the house of fellowship, the house of brotherhood. The astrological sign is Te'umim, meaning the twins. There are different ideas of what the twins were or are. Jacob and Esau were twins. God and the children of Israel, Hashem and the children of Israel are twins. Up and down are twins. Right and left are twins. What also is true of twins? They're opposites. How do you bring together opposites? In the physical world, we can take a stick from a fire and put it in a freezer and we get cold and hot, unified. In the physical world, we can mix water and earth, and we can get mud from this. But it's unified. But in the spiritual world, the only way to unify is having a similar desire to receive, a similar consciousness. The only way you can create unity is to grow to a higher level. Remember the metaphor of the fish tank and people sitting around the fish tank, and each side of the fish tank has a different colored glass. What's the color of the fish? One looking through red glass says it's red, through green glass says it's green, through yellow says it's yellow. But what's the real color of the fish? It's only when you rise above the separation and see the totality of the picture that you realize that the fish is silver or gold. The tribal direction is central, Emsa'i, but it's also strength. How does strength and centrality go together? Levites, by working in the temple, showed their love of the people, while at the same time they showed their zealousness through members of the tribe like Pinchas and Nadab and Abihu. Strength and centrality. It takes strength to keep the right and the left together in unity. This is the tribal direction. The letters of the month and the tetragrammaton permutation. We will use more of this during our Anabakoach portion. But the permutation is Yud Vav Hey Hey. The first and the last letter are in their correct position. The middle two letters are exchanged. The Resh is a letter that has duality, which is quite understandable, because the Resh created the planet Mercury. The planet Mercury, that one side always faces the sun, and the other side always faces away from the sun. This planet Mercury is about communication. It's about quickness, as in the quicksilver, as the metal Mercury can't be, it's difficult to control. It moves and escapes and runs away from you. The Zion created the astrologic sign of the Tehumim. But the Zion also is that middle point between heaven and earth. It's the middle point where all of the flow of energy goes through. But it has to be in balance. Together, the Resh and the Zion spell the word Raz, which is in Hebrew a word that means secret. Secret means concealed. Gematria of Resh and Zion, 207. As a student of Kabbalah, you need to know that 207 is the gematria of the Hebrew word or, which means light. It's the Hebrew word for Adon Olam, that famous song. The gematria of Adon Olam, 207. Gematria for Ein Sof. We're in the physical world. What's the opposite of the physical world? The Ein Sof. Up and down. High and low. Left and right. All the opposites. How do we bring them together and unify them? These are the tools. This is what must be learned during this month of Sivan. I'm scrolling down. While the letter is the letter Zion, it's also a word. And Zion usually is thought of as a synonym for Jerusalem. But there's no synonyms in Hebrew. So Zion represents the upper Jerusalem, that place where Hashem has vowed, according to the Midrash, to not enter until the temple is revealed. Zion is the location in the world of Yetzirah where all of the flow of metaphysical energy that will come into our universe is gathered and readied. It is the location that can be blocked, Chas v'Shalom, as well as the location that can attach directly to our physical world, and let the energy flow easily and completely. Again, we see the idea of twins. The Resh is also a letter with two different meanings. The full spelling of Resh is Rosh, or head, as in the beginning, as Rosh Chodesh, the head of the month, the first day of the month, taking control of the month. But with different vowels, the same word spells Resh, meaning poor or lack. Resh and Zion, Resh representing the head, the beginning, representing Chachmah and wisdom. Zion representing Malchut. This is truly polar opposites. The 29th name of God is Resh Yud Yud, and the essence of this name is removing hatred. And the Zion is related to the 40th name of God, which is Yud Yud Zion. And this name has the essence of speaking Lashon Tov, speaking the right righteous words. Put these two names together, you have Resh Yud 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 Zion. Permutate them, you have the secret of the four Yuds. The secret of the four Yuds, when you spell out the Tetragrammaton Yud Hey Vav Hey with Yuds, you'll find that in the 10 letters, 4 of them are Yuds. There's also a phrase, Ani Hashem Rofecha, which is essentially that phrase, which is in the Torah. I'm missing a word, but you get the idea. The four Yuds are in those four words. The secret of healing is in the four Yuds. It's in wisdom, in doing the right thing at the right time, in the right location, with the right consciousness. The four Yuds. There is only one holiday in the month of Sivan. We all know it, what it's called. It's Shavuot. It will happen next Tuesday night. But it's 2 days in the diaspora, so it will also happen Wednesday night. But we are taught that by staying up Tuesday night and studying a particular sequence of things, which we will do as a community, starting at 10 p.m. next Tuesday night, 10 p.m. West Coast time, we will find, what will we find? Immortality. We are promised and we are guaranteed by the Ari pure life insurance. Stay up all night, study this sequence of things, and you are guaranteed a chaos-free life. Well, are you willing to give up that one night of sleep for that guarantee? I hope you'll join us. here are practical things to adopt in order to create unity of opposites during Sivan. Creativity. The Torah is in unity with the Creator during Sivan. The revelation of the light of the Torah is a revelation about creation and creativity. During Sivan, do creative acts. In addition to the normal creative acts, like attending plays or concerts, art shows, blogging, try connecting with your personal Magid, which is your higher self. Pick a verse or a section in the Zohar or the Talmud and use the Hebrew sounds as a mantra. You will be amazed at the results in your life. This Kabbalistic tool will present you with the opportunity for a personal experience of the Creator during this month, providing you have cleansed through all of the month of Iyar and healed yourself. Speak to Hashem during this month. Speak frankly to Hashem about yourself, about your hopes, your dreams, your goals, but also about your confusions. What don't you understand? What would you like clarified? But listen for the answers. You will always get them, but only if you are open to hear them. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov teaches that each person should dedicate a time each day to speak to God, although he doesn't use the word speak. He uses the word to scream at God, to get out whatever you have holding inside. But speaking to God can also be in silence. While it may seem like a duality, silence is what is achieved before you speak a word. Study more Torah, study more Zohar during this month of Sivan. It's going to help you slow down and create balance in your life. Deepen your relationship with loved ones. Remember, twins doesn't mean people who are born to the same mother at the same time. Twins is a relationship with everyone. And take time to smell the roses. You're going to be running around with all kinds of things and ideas and plans, and slow down. Smell the roses. Be sure what you're doing. What will you be experiencing during Sivan? Because of the energy of balance, Sivan is going to be focusing on developing your relationships with others and with the spiritual elements of ourselves. This is a time to have lasting relationships, marriages, long-term relationships, friends you've forgotten you even knew, bring them back into your life. Heal whatever needs to be healed with them. In life, we always want the most with the least amount of investment of time or energy. We call that efficiency. We think it is the greatest result for the least input of resources. The Gemini takes this to an extreme. By doing things quickly, the Gemini seems to be injecting a minimum of resources. Yet this may have to be redone over again, and therefore it is not the minimum amount of resources. Take your time. Go step by step. The month of Sivan gives us the opportunity to go beyond the surface of the physical world and reveal the deeper spiritual meanings hidden within. In comparison to the energy of Iyar and Taurus, Sivan and the astrological sign of Gemini will feel extremely positive, yet balance is the only proper path. Yet the energy of quickness can lead people to misunderstand and follow the path of negativity. That leads them away from balance. Using binding by striking is the tool to keep you in balance. Erev Shavuot, which is Tuesday morning. There are two links on this page that talk about a prayer, the Shavuot prayer for children. One of these links is Hebrew only, the other is Hebrew and transliteration. This prayer is that it can be said at any time, but it's recommended to say it Erev Shavuot, Tuesday morning, because you're injecting your children with the connection to the Torah, not just your children, but your grandchildren. Connect them to be Torah scholars. Connect them to be connected to the light of Hashem, to the Torah as a tool. Rav Chaim Palachi is a famous Sephardic sage. Composed a work entitled Moed Lechol Chai, in which he discusses the unique qualities of every Hebrew month and the significant days in each month. In his discussion of the month of Sivan, the month in which we receive the Torah, when we celebrate Shavuot, he writes that this month is especially suited for developing the qualities of humility and for unity among the children of Israel and the clear comprehension of Torah. That's why we need to study more Torah and more Zohar. He then adds that the sins of bitul Torah, wasting time that could be used for Torah study, for gossip, for slander, for frivolity, and other forms of inappropriate speech are particularly grievous during the month of Sivan. Although these offenses are certainly considered sinful any time, violators are liable to especially harsh retribution during Sivan. If one commits these sins during the month of Sivan, there is harsh retribution. Remember, Shimon was the tribal leader, tribe related to the month of Sivan, earlier in our cycle of the 12 tribes. Because we received the Torah this month, it's especially important to studying the Torah this month, and not to commit the wasting of time. Rabbi Chaim Palachi, after explaining this connection tells us that it was the custom in his city of Izmir that the wealthy philanthropists, and he actually listed them by name, it was their practice to distribute money to needy Torah scholars before Shavuot. Of course, it is important to give money to needy Torah scholars before every holiday to assist them with their holiday expenses. But there is a special mitzvah to support Torah scholars before Shavuot, the holiday which celebrates the receiving of the Torah. And I am adding, Kabbalah teaches that intention and consciousness applies to this suggestion, as well as many other items. If one plans to support a poor Torah or Kabbalah student during the month of Sivan, even if the actual money is given or received in another month, the benefit accrues during the month of Sivan. And according to Rav Palachi, it is good to give in Sivan and good to give prior to Shavuot to receive the additional benefit. With that in mind, it is good to write post-dated checks prior to Shavuot. Another way to do this is to send an email or is mail a letter to the student announcing your plans to support them with a specific donation and with a specific time period for that donation. An example is to tell the student that you are going to send them X dollars each month starting in the month of Sivan or starting in Tammuz, which whenever you started. But by making the conscious commitment during Sivan, you are making that benefit happen during the month of Sivan. We're now going to make our connection to the Anabakoa. So please join me. Anabekoa Gedulat Yemincha Tati Sefruva Aleph Bet Gimel Yitzhak Tavi. This sequence of letters has a gematria of 506, which is the same gematria as the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu Nora Ufreshayan Zintet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words. Krasatan. These two words, this meaning of Krasatan is to tear up Satan, to remove the negative entity that interrupts us. The same six letters can be rearranged into two Hebrew words, Sha'ar Katan, meaning small gates. And it's a reminder to us to guard our gates, to keep the Satan out. Our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth. Constant surveillance, constant awareness that this is going to be areas of our body that will be attacked by the negative system. Na gibor dor shechud ha evavad shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. first three letters, Nun Gimel Dalet, have a gematria of 57, which is the same as the Hebrew word zam, which means parnasah, sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body back to its stem cell state, where it can be healed, where it can be cleansed, where it can be rejuvenated, and then return to the body in its newly recreated, pristine state, where it will again do its job as it was created to do. Barchem tacharem rachame sidkarcha dami gamlem betet resh sari taf gimel. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Netzach. And Netzach connects us to eternity, eternal life. Chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adata tet kufet tet nunayin. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation. The path to eternity is through appreciation. Yachid ge'e lamcha b'nei zokre kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Yesod, meaning foundation, but also creation, creativity, sexual energy. Yesod connects to the foundation of our body, the bone structure, the skeleton structure. Please stand up if you're sitting. And we are going to make connection to the permutation of the Tetragrammaton and to the two letters, Resh and Zayin, that we've gone over and discussed during our class today.
Resh Zion.
Dance around and be joyful. The Torah is being given. Quickness. Balance, yo ah hey hey, yo ah hey hey, yo ah hey hey, yo ah hey hey, yo. The tool to bring joy and serenity in the month of Sivan with the quickness and the balance. Yo, ah, hey, hey. 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 Yo, hey, hey. Yo, hey, hey. Yo, hey, hey. Shavatenu kabel, Ushma triakatenu, Yo, deya taluhumo, Shin, Uf, Vav, Sadiyutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. And now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yoah, hey, hey. Adonai Yoah, hey, hey. El Rachum Bechanu, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed, V'Emet, Notzer Chesed, L'Alafim, Notzer Avon, V'Apesha V'Nakei. And now we will connect to the year 5777, the year of the goat, utilizing the two verses. The first verse is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tod saduni katzipor oyevai hinam. The first letters spell three other Hebrew words, satzkiya. Appear like brothers, the duality of the twins. The final letters, dear Yam, to be a sea of tenants. We don't live in the physical world. We live in heaven, the duality of heaven and earth. The second verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name Tavshinayim Zion, the name of the year, 5777. Kim Adonai Yohei Elohei Kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. And the eighth verse, well, let's scan the 72 names of God and look for the 35th name and the 63rd name. And the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Rabbi Meir Halevi Horowitz, Rabbi Abraham Menachem Halevi Steinberg, Rabbi Eliezer David Greenwald, Rabbi Mordechai Shapiro of Kaminka Koritz, Rabbi Alexander Sender Lichner, Rabbi Aaron Yechiel Leifer, and Rabbi Mordechai Don Waldman. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach. And for the purposes of teaching, I will say it out loud. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Be quick, but be balanced throughout this month. Does anyone have any questions?
Hi, Hanuk. It's Ariel. I have a question.
Go ahead, Ariel.
So
besides the fact it's nice to speak to you again.
Good to speak to you. I'm curious, do we mark a day that we actually receive the Torah? So I know you said that it's actually a celebration of the giving of the Torah. And I mean, tradition tells us that, you know, that we're practicing. But do we get to mark a day that we actually receive it? Or is that something that we look forward to in the future? Or
every individual has the capability of receiving the Torah when it's given. But most of us don't understand it. And if we don't understand it, we don't receive it.
Mm-hmm.
So you receive what portion you understand. Do you understand the Peshat level, the simple stories? You receive that portion. Do you understand the remes, the hints? You receive that level. Do you understand the drash, the allegories? You receive that level. And if you understand the sod, you receive that level. And then within each of those, you have many different categories, many different levels. So do you receive the Torah? Yes. Do you receive all of the Torah? No. Do you receive more of the Torah each year? Hopefully. It's the gift of the Torah. We'll study more of it on Tuesday night.
Okay.
Does anyone have any other questions? We'll be counting the Omer in about 20 minutes. So I wish you shalom, peace, and completion. And I look forward to speaking to you in 20 minutes. Shalom to all. Kodesh Tov to all. Enjoy the process. Be happy no matter what happens. And remember, quickness is beneficial only if it's balanced. Shalom.
Shalom. Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov to all.
Shalom.